Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,638 Warrior Beach LLC, care of Bruce Mears, seeks variances to reduce the side yard and rear yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the south end of Heather Lane, 75 feet north of Winsett Way. The 911 address is 30980 Heather Lane, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 422. We've received no letters in opposition, no letters of support, and no mail returns. Specifically, they're requesting a 1.1-foot variance for the rear, a 3.4-foot variance for the side for the deck, a 0.4-foot variance for the side, and a 0.3-foot variance for the house. Staff does note that a previous application was made in December of this year, case 11,495. However, I believe some of the items need a new variance because they are tearing down and rebuilding some of the items. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you say name and address for the record?
John Bruce Mears, 31370 Railway Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney in Georgetown. I represent the property owners, which is Mr. Penn and Kathy Wyruff. Bruce Mears is here on their behalf tonight. He's the builder, and I'll try to keep this simple. The Wyruffs bought Lot 8 in Bethany Dunes subdivision down north of Bethany Beach. It's an oceanfront lot. At the time they were purchasing it, a survey was done, and there were some side yard setback encroachments. So the settlement was delayed, and the board did grant a variance, as was stated, back in December of 2014. And then settlement occurred, and the Wyruffs now own it. They're, in turn, going to be doing some renovations to it, or rebuilding, depending on how you would put it. They're pretty extensive. I spoke with Lawrence about it. Basically, it's the one side that is requesting the variances, and these are the exact same variances that have already been approved. In other words, nothing is going to be any closer to the sideline. There's stairs that have a variance of 6.7 feet. There's a second level deck, which has a variance of 3.5 feet, and the house itself had a variance of, I think, a half a foot. The stairs are actually going to be the same stairs. The wood's going to be removed and refinished and put back on. The deck, obviously the wood on the deck's going to be taken and redecked. The first floor structurally is actually going to remain on the property, and that's needed because of the Denrick dune setback. So by keeping it there, you grandfather your dune setback. And then the second, the two top floors are basically going to be removed and rebuilt. Make a long story short, when it's all said and done, this will have the same setbacks as the house does today. There'll be a different roof on it, so the elevation of the house is actually going to be lower than it is today. This is more of a modern style, so it has a flat roof. The existing house has a peaked roof. In talking to Lawrence, the question came up about, well, if this already has the variance, isn't that the variance? It already is permitted, but Lawrence felt that if you remove it, then basically that removes the variance, and basically you're starting over again from that point of view. So that's basically why we're here. And then, of course, also for 10 years from now or 20 years from now, when somebody looks at these files when none of us are around, just so somebody knew what happened and the record's clear that this is approved. So as I said, it's basically just an upgrade of the existing structure that's there now. So it'll be an improvement to the neighborhood. It is a unique situation. The original house had been built in 83, as I said, this was the existing setbacks of that house. The variance, again, is needed to enable the renovations to the house where it is. And as I said, the first floor is going to remain, so the structures will technically be there. Technically, I guess the first floor doesn't really need a variance. And the steps don't need a variance because they're actually remaining and not really being replaced. But again, for precautionary reasons, we're just asking for a variance for all of it. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As I said, it's going to be an upgrade on what's already there, and this is the minimum variances that are needed to basically maintain the structure in its current location. That's everything I have to present. I do have in the packet I handed out to you, there are minutes of the original variance hearing. Mr. Mears, is everything I just stated true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and any questions you may have, we'll try to answer.
All right, so Mr. Mills, do you have any questions at this point?
I have no questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And
everything in the same footprint, not changing one.
Nothing's going to be closer to the side.
Yeah. We're going to remove the third floor and replace the third floor in the same location.
Everything's the same.
Everything else is the same.
Okay. Hearing none further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I believe the applicant has demonstrated that the property is unique, the situation unique, where the variance has already been approved in the past. I believe that it is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use. Wasn't necessarily created by the applicant due to the size of the lot and the circumstances of the ocean front. I believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood because it has already, and I believe it's a minimum variance for relief. So I move that we approve the case number 11-638.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11-638. All those in favor, Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason I've been stated. So by vote of 4-0. 11-638 is approved.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.